This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Police have yet to identify the name of the victim or person in custody from last night's shooting that took place during dueling protests in downtown Denver. A private security guard was in custody last night, and KUSA reports the man contracts with Channel 9 to protect its employees covering protests. The violence occurred while anti-fascist protesters clashed with a pro-Trump group, many of whom were decked out in paramilitary gear. A surge in coronavirus cases in Mesa County has local public health officials worried. CPR's Stina Sieg says the state has put the county on notice.
Jeff Coor, executive director of Mesa County Public Health, calls it a kind of probation period. He says the county's variance allows for a max of 75 new cases every 2 weeks. But Coor says Mesa County is averaging more than twice that.
I think sometimes people think we're immune to this. No, folks, you're not immune to this. We are seeing a lot of cases. So far, through the duration of this 7 months, we have done 3,500 contact traces. I mean, it is nonstop.
Coor says his department has submitted a mitigation plan to the state, which could yank the variants if COVID cases don't go down and put stricter measures back in place. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And the Denver Broncos will not play tomorrow after all. The NFL has canceled Monday's game against New England as the Patriots deal with COVID. This is CPR.